The Mental Health Trust Land Office is selling 7 parcels totaling just over 3.5 acres at Papke's. That's just uphill from the boat ramp. It's part of a statewide sale for the trust. The assembly has been soliciting public comment, and most have been in support of a purchase. Area resident Dave Kensinger was in favor of acquiring the land and said the borough government could better speak to other governmental agencies that own land at Papke's.
And that was one of the compelling reasons for me to support the formation of the borough, was because there's some things the government does do better, and this is one of them. And so I'd strongly recommend that you purchase the property at Papke's just to prevent more continuing mess and nightmare in the land area out there.
Besides the trust, other state agencies like the Department of Natural Resources and Department of Transportation own the tidelands, dock, and boat ramp. And the state has expressed some interest in transferring the dock over to the borough, along with 2 other remote docks. Borough Assemblymember Nancy Strand said she couldn't support the purchase unless residents in that area were willing to become part of a service area.
I think that the wrong question was that we shouldn't have asked, should we acquire these 3 lots? I think we should have asked, how much do you want your taxes to go up so we can acquire these 3 lots?
The combined minimum bids on the 7 parcels is $218,000. While the 3 lots nearest the boat ramp have a combined minimum bid of $110,000. Jay Stanton Greger did not think it was a service area issue.
I think this is a place that all members of the community use and enjoy, similarly to Banana Point. I think we've received a lot of feedback from the community, both inside service area 1 and out, and overwhelmingly it's been in favor.
Stanton Greger called the purchase a first step for a long-term vision of Papke's and thought the borough could eventually sell the property if no improvements ever happened there. Other assembly members agreed, and they voted 5-1 in favor of a resolution authorizing the borough to submit a sealed bid for the land. Strand was the only no vote. The assembly then went into a closed-door executive session at the end of Tuesday's meeting to discuss which parcels to bid on and a dollar amount. The borough will keep that bid amount secret. Bidding on the trust parcels is open through March 20th, and sealed bids will be opened on the 25th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.